how long has it been since you've seen your children's chin? I'm talking about looking down, texting all the time. Did you know we're addicted, they're saying, to technology? Even Google's realizing it, and companies are coming together to realize we've got to do something, because the truth is they actually programmed it to be addictive, some of the reports are. We're going to talk about that right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Man, a lot is going on. I'm excited to be about this program.
Yes.
I'm excited for all those who are viewing and all of you who are commenting on our YouTube channel and for sharing them with others. Just the comments and the reports we're hearing.
Right. We're talking really about digital devices, you know, today and addiction, but watching us is not,
You still want
to watch us on your phone, on your television, and on
that
your computer.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't, this is for Jesus.
Yes.
This is for bringing the light around. You know, it all depends, because we're talking today about, you know, and there's all kinds of addictions. There's food addictions.
Yes.
There's attention addictions. You know,
obviously drugs. And
drugs addiction.
Alcohol
addiction. There's just, you name it. There's all kinds of addictions.
Sure.
But this thing that's taken our attention. I mean, love was already difficult enough with all the things, fighting love and hindering love. But now technology has taken away. People say that it's love or it's like.
Yeah.
But the truth is, we are the most depressed generation that's ever lived. It's the most medicated generation for depression that's ever lived. But yet they say they're connected to so many people when they're connected to nobody.
Well, they told us we'd be more social with
social media.
But in fact, we become less social, like you're saying, more, you know, apart. We're gonna talk more about this today.
You think about this too, and I remember we had on our program a young man that used to work in Silicon Valley, and he said, I believe 50, was it 50?
Yep. We'll have him on the program today.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, you'll hear it coming up, but he talks about 50 young men, or 50 tech, not men and women, but probably men, because they talk about Silicon's not fair in regards to equality with women and men, reports are. But but 50 people are controlling the behavior over 1 billion people on the face of the earth.
Wow.
They're designing things that cause you to look longer at your phone, your computer, because they want your eyes to see more advertising. And I tell you, it is cranked up a whole notch.
Big time. It's actually a thing called attention engineers, believe it or not.
They're engineering for our attention.
Absolutely. Because they realize that they can monetize our attention. In fact, we have something we want you to see about all this addiction and how much these cell phones and these electrical devices are being used right now to steal away our time and steal away, you know, relationships. Take a look.
People have to understand, are you using your device or is your device using you? Can you put it down? Can you turn it off?
If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're misinformed.
So what do you do?
That's a great question. What is the long-term effect of too much information? One of the effects is the need to be first, not even to be true anymore. So what a responsibility you all have to tell the truth. Not just to be first, but to tell the truth. We live in a society now where it's just first. Who cares? Get it out there. We don't care who it hurts. We don't care who we destroy. We don't care if it's true. Just say it. Sell it.
My biggest concern is the unfettered access to social media and cell phones, quite frankly, because there's a biology to these things that are as addictive as alcohol, nicotine, and gambling.
Right now, a family is out to dinner at a restaurant, not enjoying each other's company, but each staring into the screen of their choice, completely ignoring the family members. And this is mom, dad, and the children all doing the same thing while they continue to eat. They did it the entire meal. Right now, an infant is getting their first iPhone and learning to tap and swipe all while drooling on it. 92% of two-year-olds play video games because that is what parents are putting in front of their precious children to keep them entertained and quiet.
This is your life now. No natural behavior. Everybody's wearing clothes they don't want to wear. Everybody's showing up and doing something they don't want to do. They have no connection to. That's the problem with our society. And then what's the reward for all this stuff? Go home, get a big TV. Go home, you're gonna get a shiny belt buckle. You're gonna get a nice purse. You're gonna wear shoes that you couldn't afford last week. You're gonna get that dream car. And every week we're chasing down this new object. And every week we're trying to fill this hole in this sad shadow of a life that we've been left with after work. That you work 8 to whatever hours a day plus commuting. And then you're like this. And that's your life. That's your real life. All that other stuff is not your life anymore. All that other stuff is work. And most of us have committed to that. I know you've been there before, and I've been there before. And we understand that it's a trap because we got out of it. But for the people that are in it, a lot of times they don't even understand it's a trap. They just think it's a good job. They think they got dental. I'm doing really good. I got my own parking spot. It's got my name on it. And you're just a piece of a heartless machine that makes money.
All these kids that are graduating college with these $80,000 degrees that can't even work at Starbucks. All the people who put their money in the stock market and bought all this real estate in 2008, it all went away. Don't let anybody fool you into believing that there's a guarantee, that there's a safe way. The well-trodden path is the scariest way, in my opinion. Right? Because then you just spent the last 80 years of your life doing everything that everybody else told you to do, and you never really lived or produced anything unique. If everybody's going this way, go that way.
We now know that many of the major social media companies hire individuals called attention engineers, who borrow principles from Las Vegas casino gambling, among other places, to try to make these products as addictive as possible.
In South Korea, internet addiction is classified along with alcohol, cigarettes, and gambling as an addiction.
Well, you know, it's about balance. It's not that they're inherently bad, and it's not that texting or social media is inherently bad, but it's when it gets out of balance. If somebody carries their phone wherever they go, like they physically feel anxiety if they put it down, when they're with their friends and have to have it up the entire time looking at the phone while they're with their friends, you know, when they wake up in the morning and check their phone before they say good morning to the person sleeping next to them, these are problems. This is out of balance.
I'm not knocking the phone. What I'm saying is we have to understand, we have to at least ask ourselves, around the world, you here in England, wherever you are, what is it doing to us?
It's interesting that the people that are talking about this issue today weren't talking about it 24 months ago when they were using it to push something that was going to push America over the edge. Sure. But either way, this is one thing the Lord said that would happen during this day, that people would, through Pastor John Kilpatrick, prophetic words spoken, that people would begin to cry out for truth. And this is truth. We have to begin to think about it. If you are a grandparent, you know that when your grandkids come over, you don't ever see them. They don't pull out the toys. They just sit here and play with something that's so thin. It's so thin, it means it's nothing hardly there, but they're gone all the time. But the way your eyes work, and we'll talk about this after the break, that you see images, and so you can convince your mind what you're doing is real when it's not real at all. You're not experiencing anything. You're not doing anything. You're not loving anyone. You're not doing the very thing that God called us to do, to go into all the world, you know, if you're getting lost in that. And so it is very addictive, and it does release some of the things they talk about, the same things that drugs would release. But when we get back from this break, we're going to hear from very detailed words about what Google's saying, what others are saying, and even the ones that created this technology are saying about us. Join us at the break.
We'll be right back.
A I'm not the son of God because you say I am. I'm the son of God because God says I am. I'm not confident because of what I can do. I'm confident because of what God says he will do. I'm not forgiven because I've earned acceptance. I'm forgiven because God says he has forgiven. Help me preach. I'm not going to do it because I think I can. I'm doing it because God said I could. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about the addiction of digital technology, all these programs that are going on computers, iPhones, Android phones, and I mean, everybody's having them now.
Yeah.
But you know, some people are just taken over with it, and some people use it just to make a few phone calls and a few texts. But John, what are they saying about this?
Well, new article just published, and they're talking about actually Google itself released a paper, and basically they're saying that the Google researchers are saying that the tech industry has contributed to the attention crisis. Some would argue that they've actually created the attention crisis.
Right.
However, they released this paper. It's written by their own user experience, and their researchers delve into the reasons why we can't put down our phones and start to explore what companies can do about it. It also calls on the technology industry to reexamine the way it ties engagement to success. Mm-hmm. Noting that capturing people's attention is not necessarily the best way to measure whether they're satisfied with a product, which is not necessarily true.
Right.
Of course, we know that engagement's what it's all about.
Right.
Google chief executive Sundar told his developers in May that the company is exploring ways to give Android users a way to experience the joy of missing out. There's joy in missing out.
Well, think about this. Just Google and Netflix alone, those just two companies, use more than 51% of the entire bandwidth of the entire world's internet.
Wow.
So this person, they're talking about very addictive behavior that they're actually causing.
Well, they hired these attention engineers. They're calling it digital well-being tools now that they're implementing. It's almost like, I'm going to offer you this drug, okay?
People made you sick, and now we're going
to give you this remedy, this little medicine here to help you not be so addictive to this thing that we're releasing to you. But basically, it's a part of their company's newest Android operating system, and it's designed to help people curb their smartphone use. The paper provides an overall picture of the reasons people feel they have to be in constant contact with their phones, though it stops short of evaluating the best ways to combat that. They say that internet companies, including Google, have elevated engagement as the best metric to measure success in creating an economy where attention becomes the most important currency. And that's really it's what it's always
running
been.
Running ads.
Whether it been radio, Google television,
Google makes money by you looking at an ad.
Absolutely.
And they sell those ads.
For a lot of money.
For a lot of money. They're responsible for, I think some of the reports were maybe 90% of all advertising on the internet altogether. Somewhere around, I don't have the numbers exactly.
Yeah, it's very,
it was
very
in Congress
high.
They were talking
it's
about.
It's very
it.
High. It says the paper suggests that the reasons people are glued to their phones are mostly social. So they're not doing social. Business.
They're
not doing homework, okay?
Yeah, right.
They're not reading the Bible, right?
Right.
They said the paper suggests that the reasons people are glued to their phones are mostly social, something other researchers have said in the past, and tied to the fear of missing out.
I know we're not even talking about that right now, but I believe still one of the biggest things searched for on the internet is still pornography.
Oh, yes, highly.
So if you have a kid that's in a corner with their phone saying they're balancing their checkbook when they don't have any money, I mean, that's a kid that's probably addicted, or a man or a woman. I mean, it's you know, we got to be able to know, you know, what's happening.
And you got to talk about these things. Yeah. We'll recommend to you this program called Come to Eyes that a lot of computers, you know, should have this on.
You can see it on your screen how to sign up for it. Yeah, go ahead.
They said that this study particularly outlines the pressure people feel to respond to messages quickly, and participants said that they think etiquette dictates that someone responds to a message within about 20 minutes. But to meet the expectation, so they have this false expectation, they have to, you know, constantly check their phone because they're either missing out on what's happening in life, Facebook, someone ate another pizza, or someone's at a store shopping.
Right.
So they have to pick up their phone every 5 minutes to find out what they missed.
Right.
But the other false expectation is that they feel they need to respond to every notification that they're receiving from every friend, from every comment. At the same time, they say, but to meet that expectation of picking up the phone and responding to that friend real quickly, it often presents a conflict, distraction from what they're actually doing, real life, like talking,
working,
paying attention to the other person who actually took the time to have a real conversation with them.
Being present in the family.
Absolutely.
Prior to this technology, the average father only spent, 12 and a half seconds of undivided attention a
meaningful,
day with his kid?
Meaningful. Yeah.
Attention, full attention to their kid a day. That was prior to this technology.
Yeah.
I mean, the paper now is still present. It happens to be in the technology world, but now it's overtaken. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we really have to begin to start evaluating what's going on here, you know, and you can't go anywhere. They're saying if you have to pick up your phone first thing in the morning, if you have phone separation anxiety, that's a problem. If you can't walk out without your phone.
Right.
But it's interesting how they're saying that such a small amount of people are actually dictating what 1 billion people are doing, their decisions. In fact, why don't you take a look?
They basically said never before in history have 50 mostly male 20 to 35-year-old designers living in California working at three tech companies influenced how 1 billion people spend their time.
So in this, it's a big long, we have the whole interview for you on the torch of VFNTV.com or on our YouTube channel, but he's saying 50 young men are determining the behavior of 1 billion folks, and they're being told, this is what I want you to do, I want you to pause, bring these ads in here, do this, do that, and it's happening, it's modifying behavior, and I think it's so important. I remember years ago, I was in the very first grade. I don't remember many things like
first grade.
I remember it. This is probably the only thing I remember. We're all sitting in our desk, and desks back then actually had like compartments underneath it.
Oh, okay.
And the teacher called on this particular young man who was sitting in front of me, right? And he was so embarrassed that he was being called on, and attention was being brought to him. he leaned down. This is what I remember, man. And he looked inside that little compartment, and he's just looking up in there like something's up in there, right? I'm thinking like, oh my goodness. But today, you look at people. If somebody, if you're left at the table alone, do you pick the phone up, or you, can you just sit there?
Yeah.
Can you ride a bus or the subway
and
not have anything, just sit there? People think, actually, the people, it's so addictive technology that people actually think something's wrong with the person who's sitting there.
Imagine
not looking at a device. Like, what's wrong with him?
He's just
staring at it.
And for as believers, I believe, because I shared this not too long ago about how important it is to be able to have moments of completely unplugging to all of these devices, all these notifications. And I believe it's one of the reasons why fasts are so powerful. You're taking your attention away, not just from food, but you're taking your attention from all these other distractions and you're putting them on the Lord. It's amazing what happens when you focus your mind and your attention on God, how much you'll hear his voice and how many breakthroughs you'll have in your life. I think that the time that we're living is going to require more of those moments of unplugging and refocusing on the things that matter the most.
They're even working on literally hacking our brains, trying to get triggers and things going on, literally like a slot machine. As a matter of fact, check this out.
Well, so another vulnerability in our mind is something called a variable schedule reward. And that's like a slot machine in Las Vegas. It turns out that slot machines make more money in the United States than baseball, movies, and theme parks combined. People become addicted to slot machines. I think it's 2 to 3 times faster than any other kind of gambling in a casino. So it's insane. And why is that? Because it's very simple. You just pull a lever, and sometimes you get a reward, you know, and sometimes you don't. And the more random it is, and the more variable it is, the more addictive it becomes. And the thing is that turns our phone into a slot machine, because every time we check our phone, we're playing the slot machine to see, what did I get, right? Every time that we check our email, we're playing the slot machine to see, what did I get? Did I get invited to an interview at Big Think, or did I just get another newsletter, right? Or if you're on a dating site like Tinder, and when you're swiping, each swipe is you're playing the slot machine to see, did I get a match? I'm playing the slot machine to see, did I get a match? And the problem is that this dynamic, these variable schedule rewards, or the slot machine mechanic, is so powerful that it's the best thing at addicting people and putting you in the zone. One of the original designers of the Facebook newsfeed told me that the thing that made the newsfeed work at the very, very, very beginning, back in 2006, was in part a hardware innovation. And I looked at her and I said, what do you mean? And she said it was actually the scroll wheel on a mouse, because with the scroll wheel on a mouse, your hand never had to leave its resting position. You just scroll to see the next thing. And because before that, you had to click on the down button or drag, move your mouse and drag the arrow down and scroll the page that way. When you can take your 2 fingers on a trackpad and do this, or you can just scroll on a scroll wheel, it just means your hand never has to leave its resting position, and it's more like a slot machine. You can just keep swiping and playing, just like in Vegas where there's the button right there. They actually changed it, in fact. It used to be a lever, and now it's just a button in Vegas because it found it's easier just to get people to see if they get a match this way. So how much on our phones, when we use our technology, Instagram is like a slot machine. What's going to come next on the feeds? You know, Snapchat is a slot machine. Each time you see the red notifications, and you don't know what's behind it, you're playing the slot machine when you click on it to see, what did I get, right? And so it's sprinkled all throughout these products because it's a very compelling way of getting people's attention.
So, so important. Here, these are the designer talking about what's going on. Listen, nobody, very few people who are addicted say they're addicted. First, you have to find out if you are addicted. Get an evaluation of your
life.
Absolutely. And we have some technology for you. We don't own any part of this, but we actually have, it's called Moment. You can see it on your screen right here. You can actually get the app and download it, and it's going to tell you every time you pick the phone up. It's going to tell you how much time you looked at the telephone or the digital device. I mean, every time you pick it up, it tells it. It talks about how long you used it, what you looked at. It talks about your screen time, the waking, literally movement of what's taking place. It talks about the most apps, the apps that you were using the most. For example, a parent might be balancing their checkbook, but the kid may be hitting Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat Or the parent may be hitting Snapchat, Twitter, and the kid may be balancing the checkbook. It tells about even, you know, when it knows the time of the day in regards to that. So when you just lay it down for a long extended period of time, they know they consider that sleep. So when you're separated from your phone for a long period of time, that's when you're actually resting. Mm. And so you have a report. It'll give a daily report, a weekly report, a quarter report, and you can actually put this on your children's phone. You can put this on every phone that you're paying the bill on.
They have a family plan. Yeah.
Have a family plan. Put it on there and then come together and start finding out how much time, because everybody is addicted. They say they're not doing it. You know, and it says right here, you didn't even sleep last night. You were tweeting all last night, you know, right. Or Snapchatting or
that's right.
On Facebook or looking
at... If we care about people,
yes.
If we really care about people,
yeah.
We will make sure that they have something like that, especially right. Especially young people in our homes and our families.
When we first heard about it, we wanted to know.
Yeah, we got them.
We got them.
I have it on my phone. Right. We have it on yours.
Got it on the phone just to find out, and it's pretty cool. And what it has, too, in there that it has training, how to train.
Yes.
If you need training, you find yourself... And you can set usage like this, only this much time do I want to be able to use my phone during the day. What happens is it sets an alarm off, you reach that particular time. You can set whatever it is, and you can have it just shut down the phone, I believe, at a certain time or
yeah,
something of that
great.
Nature. But just understand that, you know, we talk about this every single Sunday as I speak a blessing over all those in VFN. I talk about that, you know, God would bless you with authentic relationship, that you would have freedom from all the distractions, including the digital distractions that hinder love and vital relationships in your life. God's called us to love, not to text. And so texting is not wrong, but if it takes the place of love and spending time, some of our children are in middle 20s, probably 20s and 30s, they don't even know how to have a relationship with somebody. Their dating thing is about swiping a particular phone thing. And it's like, you know, it's time for us, and there's nothing truly better than what God created, which is authentic relationship. And one thing we do, you know, in Vine Fellowship Network, you can see the address on the screen. We're all about family. Mm-hmm. You know, learning how to be family again, how to eat together, how to celebrate together. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. It's much better than technology. Technology is useful. We use it to reach around the world. Sure. I've been talking to you right now on it. But you know what? God loves you, and God wants to embrace you. He wants to bring a fellowship of people, of believers around you, to just experience meals together. Everything. Remember what Jesus did? I know we got to go, but, you know, Jesus sat and ate and drank and fellowshiped and laughed, and it was with people the whole time. And the religious people were in the building going, that's Satan. What's going on? He's a glutton. He's a drunkard. They called him everything but the Son of God. And this is who God is. And I just want to encourage you, comment below. We want to hear your thoughts. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Are you struggling with that? Do you need more details about how to get this app? You can find out details about it on our torch at vfnkb.com. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I thank you for each and every one. And I just pray right now for those that have been addicted to technology, God, that it would be broken.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, that you would give them eyes to see, Lord God, that they could put it down and look people in the eye and enjoy the encounter, Father God, that they could be free of technology, Lord God, that they can use technology. Technology would no longer use them, Father God. Lord, we speak freedom over all your people, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
The spiritual avalanche that could kill millions. This is coming to you from a man who has just passed through the valley of the shadow of death. Since my close call with eternity just a short while ago, everything has become clearer. I can hear his whisper. Unabated obedience has become my mandate. That is why I'm writing this word from the Lord. Recently, after enjoying quality time with Jesus, I was surprised by an alarming vision. I saw a massive, majestic mountain covered in glistening snow. It reminded me of the Matterhorn in the Swiss Alps. Its peaks were sparkling white, and I was amazed by God's attention to detail. It was so realistic, I wanted to go skiing. but I sensed that there was more that the Holy Spirit was about to reveal. As I closed my eyes, I was in a winter wonderland, bustling with thousands of vacationers. The ski lodge, condos, hotels, and cabins were at full capacity at this popular resort. Day quickly turned to night as the skiers, snowboarders, and sports enthusiasts were settling in. Anticipation grew as the snow began to fall. Everyone headed to bed believing tomorrow would be a day of sheer enjoyment on freshly covered slopes. For an avid skier, the exhilaration of being the first one to race down a new blanket of snow is a dream come true. Throughout the night, winter storms dropped several feet of new snow on the slopes. The night ski patrol was put on full alert. Their mission was clear. With the potential of killer avalanches, they took to their posts. I began to weep as the vision continued to unfold along with its spiritual application. The ski patrol operated like a well-trained platoon. Some boarded helicopters manned with small bombs. Others jumped on snowmobiles loaded with handheld explosive devices. What seemed to be a strategic group of sharpshooters were stationed at the base, maneuvering anti-tank weapons aimed at the snow-covered peaks. They fired their weapons at strategic points in the avalanche zone to force avalanches before the snow accumulated to a life-threatening depth. Left unchecked, the accumulation of heavy, dense snow packed on top of lighter snow could easily slide down with incredible speed and force, resulting in enormous damage and loss of life. The Lord began to speak. I trembled. The fresh new snow represented the false teaching that is steadily falling on the ears of the body of Christ. It has been and is a heavy snowfall. The skiers represented believers and non-believers, trusting the resort for a safe and memorable experience. As Christians, we have been warned to be sober and vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. However, the present awe-inspiring teachings have lulled many into a deeper sleep. The layers upon layers of snow have been steadily covering the solid traditional truth of Christ. The truth is that foolish teaching in these days will become so fashionable, even the most dedicated believer could become deceived. Matthew 24:24. It's happening before our eyes. One spiritual leader said the other day, "You guys are old-fashioned holiness. We are modern-day grace. You live in bondage while we can do anything we want." Pastors and teachers worldwide have succumbed to heretical teachings, including universal reconciliation, deification of man, challenging the validity of the Word of God, including His judgments, and even lifting any boundaries, claiming His amazing grace is actually amazing freedom. You are free to live according to your own desires. Sound familiar? They had no king and did what was right in their own eyes. Judges 17:6. These popular self-proclaimed ministers of the gospel are covering the slopes and will be held accountable for the spiritual death of millions. Just as a ski patrol did in this vision, those who are aware of what's happening must take swift and accurate action. Their weapons of warfare must be aimed at the peaks and the avalanche terrain to dispel the lies. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers must be willing to drop spiritual bombs, fire anti-heresy missiles, and even drive into the danger zones armed with explosive truth to confront this avalanche. The generals of this generation must leave the war room and put their years of experience on the front lines. Friend, I humbly encourage you to heed this vision and take it before the Lord. I've written it just as it was given. My responsibility is to share with the body of Christ His words to me. The ears that hear and the hands that obey are out of my control. This is not just Steve Hill telling a story. Most of what the Lord shares with me is personal and remains in my heart. But I sincerely believe that this is a warning for this hour. Satan is snowing the saints, but it can be stopped. In the vision, I heard explosions. I saw dedicated Christian soldiers scrambling to do anything it took to bring down this avalanche before devastation occurred. One of the most powerful weapons we possess to combat this onslaught is the tongue. Let God set yours ablaze by preaching all the words in red. If we take action now, the result will be a tearing down of false teaching and a remaining layer of solid, God-given, biblical instruction that will save the lost, heal the sick, and strengthen Christians to do the true work of the ministry.